We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Joe Chow, medical director at Western New York Immediate Care, talking about the ongoing COVID crisis. I guess the first question would be coronavirus. Is it still around? We seem to have forgotten about it over the past few days, but just double-checking, coronavirus, it's still a thing, right?
It's still a thing very much, Brian. Coronavirus is still around, absolutely.
The one question I think that a lot of people have, though, especially after this weekend, was, you know, we're a week removed from being told that, you know, a Memorial Day gathering should be limited to no more than 10 people to help stop the spread. And not just here in Buffalo, but all across the country, you're seeing groups of thousands and thousands of people together in these protests. And, you know, regardless of who they are and what the protest is, what the any counter protest might be, it is a large group of people. If we don't see a spike of cases in 2-3 weeks, will you have some questions about gatherings and about how we kind of attack this moving forward?
Yeah, we certainly need a few weeks to understand if all these gatherings are going to cause a spike. The best feeling is essentially over the course of the next several months, at least until we get, again, looking for that vaccination, we're going to have these episodes where we're going to have rises, you know, that spark up that need to be brought back down, and that's by testing as well as contact tracing and ensuring everybody's isolated. So I think we're going to see over the course of a few months, these spikes, whether the protests or other gatherings, really just put it in that bucket of larger gatherings causes that, really remains to be seen, but it will take 2 to 3 weeks before we see any kind of repercussions from it.
Dr. Chow, what was your reaction to seeing these large groups of protesters and demonstrators together where many of them were not wearing masks?
Yeah, we've certainly reasons for that. But when you take from a medical standpoint, when you see that, boy, a lot of work over the several months to get everybody into that mode of really social isolation, making sure you're wearing masks. So certainly this is something when you see that, you don't want that happening so quickly. That's something that we'll see in another few weeks if we see spikes again.
Whether it's seeing so many people together or the continued positive trend that we're hearing, not just here in Western New York, but the governor, I believe he said something yesterday along the lines of the numbers of hospitalizations statewide or deaths that he was talking about was minuscule compared to what it was at the height of the curve. Of people kind of letting their guard down and saying, well, okay, it's over now. It's off the front page. It's behind us. People are gathering again. Let's just go back.
That's right. People really want to put this over, everybody included, right? And we certainly want to get back to normal living. I think a lot of what we need to remember is a few things. Is one, normal living going forward will still likely include some measures of distancing as well as masking. And the other is to remember what got us to this place in the first place is essentially those measures too. So, yes, I agree. There's more optimistic news coming in front, but that does not mean that we completely abandon what got us here.
Dr. Chow, can you speak to antibody testing? The county executive last week said that there are some issues with a lot of the antibody testing. Now, it's my understanding there's two types of testing, either a pinprick or a vial of blood is taken. Does it matter which one you go with?
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of testing. One is called the molecular or antigen testing, which detects if you have the virus at that time. The antibody testing that we're talking about lets us know if you've been infected with COVID in the past. There's many of these tests there on the market. If you go to the FDA, you'll see a list of over 20, 30, 40, especially with antibody testing. The pinprick is convenient because you can get the results back fairly quickly, but there's still some questions about the accuracy of especially of these tests. The FDA has to approve it, but right now they've authorized many tests with what's called an EUA, which is an emergency use authorization. Those still have to get vetted. So yes, there's a lot of tests out there. That's something that people should ask, you know, which test exactly are they getting?
Given the availability of testing we have here in Western New York, I believe it was the mayor in Atlanta said over the weekend that anybody who attended one of these protests should go out this week and get a coronavirus test. Would you recommend the same thing to people in Buffalo and Western New York?
Well, again, it takes some time depending on which test. If you have active symptoms, it'll still take the incubation period of typically 3 to 5 days, but it can't be as far as 14 days. So timing is really one issue. Certainly, if you develop symptoms for that, then testing is reasonable to do, and certainly call your doctor on that. As we find, again, not only these gatherings, but more gatherings and return to work, you can start to get a sense of how much test potentially we may need, and the logistics of that may just be too much if we wanted to test everybody to go back to work or if you've attended a large gathering. So that's where you can see where the ideal may run into the actual, do we have enough tests to do something like this on an ongoing basis? So a lot of that is something that you need to discuss with your clinician about your healthcare provider.
Because a test is only as good as the day you take it, right?
That's right. If you were in a large gathering, let's say last night, and you have no symptoms and you went somewhere to get tested, it's almost surely to be negative at that time.
It's been a couple weeks since we first heard about small children with complications because of the virus. Is there any new information you could share with us what we know now?
Yes, way back when, if we remember, felt like children were not affected. We know that's incorrect. Something called MISC, which is the multi-system inflammatory syndrome. And this feels a lot like other entities that we've seen, such as Kawasaki disease or toxic shock. We know a little bit more about this, about how it affects multiple symptoms. Typically, children will come in with fever, a variety of symptoms, really, and that's why they call it multi-system. You can have skin rashes, you can have stomach pain, vomiting, the eyes being red, swollen hands and feet. So really multi-organ. We know more about the symptoms that are involved with this. We still do not know exactly what causes it. The reason why there's a coupling with COVID is because we found that children who present with this syndrome, the majority of them have had tested COVID in the past. So that's what we know right now about it. It's really much of this is recognition for parents as well as clinicians. Hey, if we think we have that, make sure if you have symptoms, ask about COVID and then test for COVID and treat appropriately.
Well, great information to have as always. Dr. Chow, thanks again for the time. That's Dr. Joseph Chow. He's the medical director of Western New York Media Care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.